This is Morning Edition from CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Two Democrats in the Colorado House are suing the chamber's leaders. They argue both parties are routinely violating the state's open meetings law. They allege House representatives routinely break the law by conducting substantial conversations about public policy without providing required notice to the public. The suit was filed by Representatives Bob Marshall and Elizabeth Epps. Marshall says the ultimate goal is to stop the behavior without going to court.
Tolls have been waived for the past year to test new Colorado Department of Transportation system.
This is not meant to be a moral disparagement of our colleagues, and especially leadership. It's meant to be a loving intervention for someone you love that just can't change.
Democratic House leaders say they're reviewing the complaint. I-70 express lanes through Denver will start charging tolls today. CPR's Paolo Shalceda reports.
Tolls have been waived for the past year to test new Colorado Department of Transportation systems. Prices will depend on the time of day, but they'll run somewhere between $1.50 and $4.50 with an express toll pass. Motorcycles, commercial vehicles, and carpoolers with an HOV tag are exempt. CDOT's $1.2 billion Central 70 project overhauled a 10-mile stretch of the interstate that cuts across the Front Range. The project also removed an aging viaduct and added a park on top of a lowered section of the highway. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
COVID-19 hospitalizations hit a new low last week. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
59 people are now hospitalized with the coronavirus. That's the lowest level since the state started tracking the trend in March of 2020. The number has been gradually falling since it hit a peak of 440 in November. Most Colorado utilities that have been tracking COVID-19 in wastewater are not reporting new information due to insufficient data, the state said last week. An instrument at the state lab needs...